That's the machlekes beisham and beisilo. Is that called an oichel already? It can't get better. So this makabel tuma, and beisilo says no. Even though it can't become better, so what? Lemaisa, it's a bad grape. It's not edible. You're not going to eat it. Therefore, it's not makabel tuma. Now, the kama pritzei zaisim. How much is called pritzei zaisim? So Rashi says, kamehim v'sholim v'yadayim pritzei zaisim. How much are they ripe? But they're not ripe enough, they're still called these bad olives. We have Lezo Omar, our boss, Kavim Lekura. But if you put a Kura there, you only get four Kavim of olive out of it, of oil out of it. Rosh Hashemach Nisim Sabad. You put all these olives into the press. Kidei Shir Tinas Akura. Enough that you need a big beam to press down on the olives at one time. And all it gives out is just four Kavim of Shemen, that's a very small amount. And then they're still called unripe olives. And those things that the machlekes is makabel tumah or not, because usually the olives give off much more oil. So if it only gives off four kabin, that's still called unripe. The very Abiyana Yamri saw sayim lekayra. No, even if it gives off two saws from this big kayra, that's also called unripe. And the Gemara says like there's no machlekes between these two shiurim. Why not? The same two different things. So the Gemara answers ho bi asra de miley kura bi ulula. One is talking about that they're going to bring a kura's worth of wheat to be pressed. So then, if it gives out arba kabin, that's the shear. Ho v'yasra d'mayli t'losa kurim b'dula. Here in the second shear was that they usually bring three kura's worth of olives to be pressed. So therefore, there the shear is two saws. So kitzet depends upon how many olives are put under the press to be pressed down to know how much olive comes out, how much oil comes out, that's still called unripe. They're not called fresh, good olives yet. Tana Rabbanim learned like this. Olu be'ilon shechoychoy. You went up on a weak tree. Rashi says, Olu means zav. A zav went up the tree. V'tohor li'ilon shechoychoy ra. Zav v'tohor. Two people went up this tree. A man that's a zav, it's Tomei, and a person that's Tor. They went up this tree, shekoycha ra, it's very weak. Or l'soychei anav ilon shekoycha ra. They went under a branch, that the branch is very weak. So olub ilon shekoycha ra, uvesukar shekoycha ra. Or else they both went under the same branch, that is very weak. So Tomei, alochur is, the one that's Tor becomes Tomei. So Rashi says, kivon sheilon, or yasuka koycha ra, since it's a weak tree, Nichfefes tachteim, it bends overwards. V'kvoido elyon ala tachtein, and the weight of the top is upon the bottom one. V'nishin alov, and the top part leans upon the bottom part, because of the top. Therefore, bein zav, shenishin ala tor, or bein tor, shenishin ala zav tomei, whichever way it is, like the leaning one on top of another. So whoever's on top of the tree has to lean on the bottom part of the tree, therefore the tor becomes tomei. Mas hechi domi ilon shekoycha ra. What's the case? We're talking about a tree that's weak. Amri deveri Abiyanai, they said over the name of Abiyanai, kol she'en bi'ikroi lochuk roiva. That in the bark of the tree, there's not enough there that you want to hollow out there, you will hollow out a roiva, a quarter. A roiva of a kav. Because the bark of the tree is very small. There's not enough area there in the bark to hollow it out the size of a roiva kav. That's called a very weak tree. Therefore, if you go up on the tree, for sure you're bending over the tree, and one is leaning on the other. So it's always called the Zav is leaning, touching the Tor, therefore it becomes Tor. Now, Hechidami, where's the case? Sukkah, Shekoichara, where's the case of a branch that you're sitting under the shade, that is called the weak branch, that also it leans upon the other one, and the Zav is Metama, the Tor? Amar Rosh Lakish, Kol Shenechbas, Bechiz Yunai.
That it becomes hidden in the grasp, like in the hand of the person. Like Rashi says, the leaf is so small that your hand wraps around the leaf. The leaf is like hidden in your kaf yodoi. That's called the weak, a branch. Again, so the lashon of Rashi is shenitmenes biachizosay, gets like sunk into the grasp. Shayiches bo toimna bekaf yodoi, gets sunk into your hand. Now, Tanan Hossam, we learned there ha mahalach v'beis hapras.
If somebody's walking by a Beis HaPeres, which really that means Rashi says, Sodo Shenechrosh Bo Kever, it's a field that at one time they buried somebody there, And now it's always a tumah midrabbanan, so we have to be afraid. Maybe when they plowed the field, some of the bones came up and is on top of the field. So you always have to be afraid. Maybe some bones of the mace on top of the field, so midrabbanan it's tummy. Here the locher is hamahalak v'beis haperis. You walk over this field that there was a kever there. Agav the yavonim. You go over stones. That by stepping on these stones you could press down and maybe you could touch a person or a behemoth. That means it's very weak. Therefore the locker is, you like kesset, you like putting your weight on top of it. Therefore the locker is tummy. Now heichidami, where's the case talking about odom, a person? It says here that shayok loset al odom al behemoth shekoichara, if you could move like a man that's weak or a behemoth that's weak. Heichi dami, what's the case talking about that you have a man that's weak? Heichi dami, odom shekoich hara. What's called the weak man? Amar Resh Lakish, kol sheroich boi v'akavoysov noikshes. That when he walks, his like thighs bang across, hit one another. He's so weak he can't walk straight. He walks like bent over, his thighs are knocking one on the other. Heichi dami, what's called behema shekoich hara? What's called the behema that's very weak? Amri Dveri Abiyanai, Kol Sharoichvo Matila Galolim. Anytime somebody goes on top of the horse and starts to ride the horse lets out its waist. Therefore it's so weak, it gets so nervous like it can't hold up your weight. It's like pressured from your weight that it has to be Matila Galolim. So that's called the weak animal. Such an animal is Shayach the Din of Hesed. So Rashi says, really the case is talking about here, that somebody is riding on top of an animal or top of a man. Here's the case is like this. The bottom one that's walking around the base of Paris, like him, we're afraid maybe he'll touch the bone of a mace. So he'll become tummy. Hesed means you like put your pressure on it, you make it move. Therefore, the bottom one that's walking, or the animal that's walking, an animal can become tummy, but the man will become tummy. Our shalu is if a man is riding on top of this weak man, or on top of the weak behemoth, is the reich of the one that's riding, does he become tummy or not? Since the one underneath him is weak, he's like pressing down, so his weight also causes the bottom bone to move. It's not only the bottom behemoth, when it's like a strong behemoth, when it walks, if it hits something, it moves it. Not the person that's riding the animal, but if the animal is so weak, so it's holding you up, your weight is like pressing down the animal. So when the animal touches the hesed, touches the bone of the mace, it's like you're touching it. So therefore your tummy. So what's the shear if the bottom person is weak? If when he walks, his legs are shake one another. Hit like a bowed leg, like he can't stand straight. He's so weak that his legs are shaking, hitting one another. That's called a weak man. Therefore, if you're on top of him, your weight is moving him, move the bottom. Therefore, you'll be tummy also. The same thing with an animal. The animal's so weak, you're like causing the mace to move. Amri Dveri Rabbi Yani. We learned Rabbi Yani said like this. Letfila for davening musumsi, or the tefillin for tefillin dalet kabin. There the shear is of weight of dalet kabin. So we'll see what that means. Verse says, letfilo, what does it mean to daven? Mahi, what are you talking about? Tatani, we learned like this. If somebody has weight, bundles, on his shoulders, he's carrying things. And the giyas man tefillo, comes the time to daven now. So it's like this. Pokus mi dalet kabin. If it's less than dalet kabin,
the weight,
so then, mashilu liyachur, the eighth word, just throw it towards your back. Oh, mispalo, if you're allowed to daven, even though you're holding weight on your back, on your shoulders, that's okay. But abo kabin, if it weighs or it's the size of dalet kabin, that's a certain measurement, then, meniach agabikaka, you first have to put that down on the ground. Oh, mispalo, then you could daven. So that's the shear that while you're davening, your mind should not be bothered too much about this bundle that's on you. See, if it's less than dalet kabim, it doesn't bother you so much, it's okay. If it's more than dalet kabim, it'll bother you, then it's not okay. Right. Now the tefillin. What's the case of tefillin? Mahi, what do we learn about tefillin? The time we learn like this. Somebody's carrying weight on top of his head. Or tefillin b'rosh, he's still wearing tefillin. So it depends. If the tefillin was right to tzoyis, Rashi says, mis'akos takas amakos. Mismakos, it was like pressed. If the tefillin is being pressed, because the weight is pressing down the tefillin on you, then that's not right. Also, you're not allowed to do that. That's not what you're bizarre to the tefillin. You can't have weight on top of your tefillin pressing down the tefillin. The yim lab, if the weight is not pressing down the tefillin, mutter, Then you're allowed to wear your tefillin and have weight on top of your head. B'ezo masa yomi, what type of weight are we talking about? For masa shel aboyim kabin, only if the measurement on top of your head is aboyim kabin or less. But once it's more than arba kabin, then it's still a bezoyin. For the tefillin, we did not let you wear it. Tanya Rebbe Chiya, ha-moitzi zevel ha-roishoi. Somebody's carrying chmeis manure on his head. Chmeis. He has the manure on his head. Oh, tefillin b'roishoi. He also has the tefillin on right now. He didn't realize he was wearing tefillin, and some zevel, the manure went on top of his head also. So what should he do now? Is ha-rei zeh lo yisakim l'tzodin. You're not allowed to pull the tefillin to the side because it'll touch the manure. V'lo yikashrim b'mosnov. You can't tie them onto your thighs either. Thighs. Mifnei shunoi ben minig bizoyin. That's a minig bizoyin. Abba, what should you do? Koishram al zeroyoi. You're supposed to tie the tefillin shorosh on your hand. B'makam tefillin on the place where you wear tefillin shoyad. That's the etzah to do. In other words, you can't take off your tefillin and leave him there. You know, makam is not meshumar. So you have to take your tefillin where you're going. You can't leave your tefillin on your head because you have manure there. I take the manure off your head. I don't know. If you don't have fuss to clean your head off, you don't have to clean it off. It'll still be dirty. It can't still be dirty. So, kids, the answer is you have to take this film off your head, and where then should you tie it? Where's the makam nice to wear it? On your yad. Like, put the two tefillins around to show yad. Now, devei shilo amru, afilo matfecha shalhem, osu laniach ala rosh, sheesh per tefillin. Even your towel, you can't put on your head when you're wearing tefillin. The kama, how much? Omrabaya filu river the river the pumpadisa. Even 1/16th of the measurement of pumpadisa, such a towel you can't have on your head either. Kids, so you're not supposed to wear anything on your head when you're wearing your tefillin. So Rashi says afilu matzvecha shalem means shekorchin bo tefillin balayla. Even still, matzvecha shalem means it's the tefillin zekel, not just I'm a towel. It means the tefillin zekel. Whereas the bag that you put your tefillin in, even that you're not allowed to wear on top of your head when you're wearing tefillin. The Kamarashi says, but how much weight does this film have to bother you? It has to be 1/16th of this measurement of the Pumperisa. If it's less than that, then it wouldn't matter. Then even though at the top of your head, it'll be okay when you're wearing this film. All right, turn over. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, my kids for the Kree. How could you tell me that if the field gives off a Kree, then you have to work on it? The Kura should depend upon how big the field is. If the hill field is 100 acres, then stop producing one Kree is nothing. You shouldn't have to work for that. Ella rather, he said, Im yesh b'kadena filo. You have to go according to the percentage-wise, like how much seeds do you have to put into this field, and how much comes out of it. If comes out enough that you put in, that's the shear you have to work for. Now, the common nefila, what does that mean? How much seeds do you put into the field? How much falls into the field? Reb Ami, Omar, Reb Yechonin, Arba soil lekur. For every kur of field, you have to put in there four saws worth of seeds. Reb Ami, Diloyam, Reb Ami himself says, Shemoina soil lekur. No, eight soy into every kur. Omar luhu, Saba, the Rav Chama, Bre, the Ravo, Baravuam. This older man, the Saba, the grandfather, said to Rav Chama Brei, the Rabba Baravuam, "A Saba l'chol, explain it to you. V'shnei the Rabbi Yechonon, the years of the times of Rabbi Yechonon, have a shemena arya. The fields are very fat, very shemena. Therefore, they needed more seeds. But v'shmei the Rabbam, in the time of Rabbami, have a kish arya. The fields were much weaker." The opposite. Rabbi Yechonon says the fields were fatter, so they needed less seeds. That's what he says only Dalit. But in the time of Rabbami, it was very weak, the field, so they needed more seeds. Therefore, he says, eight soyim lekur. Tanan Hoth learned over there, Mishnah Peya. Ha ruach she pizres ha'omer. Like you collected bundles of wheat, whatever it is, and then the wind came and blew it over the field. Ha ruach she pizres ha'omer. So, we have to value like this. I'm the Maisam. Kama leket ruya lasas. Like, really, the question is, on the bottom of this was supposed to be leket. A leket means when you pick off the wheat, what falls down on the floor, you're supposed to leave there for the yoni. What happened was now, after you picked off your wheat, you made bundles, now the wind came and blew your bundles back on top of the field. So really, there's leket there on the bottom that belongs to the aniyim. And we don't know how much. So how much do you have a right to take? How much do you have to leave now for the aniyim? So the locker is like this. So, I'm them, you have to value yourself. Kama leket real assets. How much leket was supposed to be there from the field? The nice and laniyim, and that much you have to give to the niyim, and the rest you take for yourself. No, you have to give to the niyim how much seed you'd put into the field. The kama kadein afila, how much is that? Only 4 carbon to the kur. Like we had one share before. Boy Reb Yirmiyo, lekur zera or lekur tfua? Does it mean a kur of seeds or a kur of tfua? Lemapurla siyan or lemapurla shvarim? How much the man himself would throw the seeds down? How much he has oxes to work to throw the seeds down? Toshima, a different shiurim here. So what's the shiur? Toshima. Tchiyosni rav and amr avu amr avlozo. V'yamrilo amr av yechanon. Ah, boy is carbon lekur. This amount of 4 carbon of seeds to the kur, zera, it means of seeds. The Adayin Tiburach, I still have the Shiloh, Lamapur Lasyad, how a man himself would see the field, or Lamapur Lashorma, when he used oxes to see the field, Teiku. That's like a Sufik. Like, there's a different measurement, how much you use, how much you use when you're using the Shvarim. So what's measurement? Do we go, Bosa? That's like a Sufik. That we're not Miyashiv. The Rashi said, there are certain places they put the seeds, Bagol, on the wagon, that has holes in the wagon. And when the wagon goes over, it falls out onto the ground. So the shaila, how do you measure? Satim Rabbah Vesafit. Now the Mishnah says, Hamakabu saw the Mechaber, if you accept to work on a field from your friend, V'yochla Chagav, and the place the grasshoppers come and eat up the field, or Nishtifo, or else it was...
Oh, let's say like a storm, a big wind comes and ruins all the crop. So it depends.
Pakas Medini, if it happens to the whole city, then Manakala Minchakurai. Then the one that's renting right now, he has a right to say, it's not my fault. So Makas Medini, it happens to everybody, I'm going to pay you less rent. I only was going to pay you so much rent because it'll be a good field. But now that the field got ruined, I'm not going to pay you so much. But what's going to be your main or Makas Medina? If it didn't happen to the whole city, just your field now got hit. Then we say, it's your mazel, ein manakala michakurai. Then the renter has to pay the same amount of rent he has the right to deduct. We have you do aimer, im kiblo himenu bimoyois. If you accepted the deal about money, how much money you have to pay, then bankach or bankach ein manakala michakurai. If you have to pay him money, so that was the deal, then even though the field got hit and it produces less, you don't have a right to deduct. You have to pay him the money you made up. So Rashi is like, Shal hamoyes l'nigzu gzera, because this gzera Hashem made now was not upon the money, was upon the wheat. See, if I pay you back with wheat, I have a right to deduct. But if I pay you back money, I have no right to deduct. Nothing more says, Heshke Dami Makas Medina, what's called the whole city was hit. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, regarding the Ishtuf, Ruba the Baga.
Most of the people, most of the fields in this valley, they got hit from the storm. And Ula says, regarding Shenitfafo Arba Sodis, in other words, the 4 fields on the 4 sides, they were also hit by the smakim, by the wind. The Ula said, Boyev Maroven, let's throw the Esther Shailam. Nishtaf Telemecha, that's only 1 row was hit by the wind.